How to totally get laid. I don't want to reveal all my secrets, but I can tell you my go-to, absolutely fail-proof secret weapon for totally getting laid, which is 100% guaranteed. Here it is. Ready? Save a child's life. Works every time. The only difficult part is that you need to prearrange this to the letter, and it has to be set up far enough in advance so that everything falls into line as if by happenstance. But you and I know differently. The key to this is knowing where you'll be going on your date, the route, and the time all of this will occur. Long story short, have someone set an accelerated fire to an apartment building within a public housing complex, and these are notoriously shoddy since they're built for poor people, usually by contractors with suspect business dealings, cutting corners wherever they can. They go up in seconds. Make sure to have the fire visible from the street you're driving along as you're showing your date the rough streets of the unforgiving urban jungle that you were able to claw your way out of as a youth. Make sure that she sees the fire first. Slow down. Say something to the effect of, "Oh man, that's terrible. I hope precious lives aren't trapped in there. Where's the fire department? This is ridiculous. Call 911. I'm going in." Pull over and run in and find the child that was rented, especially for this occasion, and preset behind the mailbox hut safely away from the fire. There should also be charcoal to smudge on your face and a matching outfit that has been pre-singed for you. Change into the outfit, rub yourself with the charcoal, and run out limping and wheezing while holding the kid. Throw the kid in the back seat, rush to the hospital, tell your date to wait in the car, take the kid to room 113, thank the parents, give them their $50, and go back to the car with a relieved but still shocked look. Continue your date. Back at your place, you should pour 2 big glasses of girly drinks, as long as it doesn't have Bailey's in it. And if you're with a lady who spends her free time scrapbooking, then Seagram's Peach Fuzzy Navels are the way you want to go. And trust me on this one. Anyway, when you take your first drink, start to cry uncontrollably. Keep muttering about how precious life is, all life, and how we really need to make the most out of every moment we have on this earth because we never know when it will end. Also, find a way, through your tears, to mention how long it's been since you've had a really good, wet, sloppy blowjob. You're in. 100% guaranteed. What to wear to a funeral? No tivas. That's rule number one. Black is considered to be the first color, or lack thereof, that you should choose in your wardrobe. However, if you cannot find any black to wear and the funeral was given with short notice, you know, because sometimes a sudden death can come at a very inopportune time, such as between games 6 and 7 of the World Series, and you need to get that shit blessed and buried in a hurry, then wearing blackface is perfectly acceptable. Unless it's a funeral for Cornel West. That fucker has zero sense of humor. Try not to get any on your teeth, though, because that can be misconstrued as being offensive. As a side note, if it's Eve Ensler's funeral, you can do her no greater tribute than arriving dressed as a giant vagina, bleeding through a series of well-hidden tubes, if possible. Also, be stinky.